first, though. It's expected that farmers in the Murray-Darling Basin could be facing cuts of 27 to 37% of their water allocations under recommendations of a new report out tomorrow. The Murray-Darling Basin Authority will release its draft guide to water cutbacks, and it's been briefing governments this week. There are suggestions the guide will recommend between 3 and 4,000 gigalitres of water be returned to the environment along the basin. If correct, green groups will welcome the finding, but farmers groups say it will cause devastation to whole communities. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
The draft guide will outline recommendations for what are known as sustainable diversion limits, or reductions to water allocations for irrigation and farming. The Murray-Darling Basin authorities put the report together. It's briefed state governments about its conclusions, and those details have been leaked to several media organisations. It's believed the guide will recommend cuts of 27 to 37% of water allocations to farmers. The National Irrigators Council Chief Executive, Danny O'Brien.
Well, that would devastate regional communities in the basin. Cuts of this magnitude would cost thousands of jobs, would put upward pressure on food prices and would threaten the viability of farms that have been in families for generations. This is simply not acceptable, although in some respects it's not surprising, but we've always been calling for a balanced basin plan that balances the needs of the environment with those of food production in regional communities. This clearly doesn't do that.
The government has already given a pledge that it will buy back the amount of water recommended or needed. Farmers will be compensated.
That's right, and that's certainly welcome, and it's an issue we've been pushing for. We believe we've got a property right, and governments, if they want the water, need to pay for it, and so that's a welcome commitment. I guess the concern we have with that commitment is it's off beyond the forward estimates. It's also beyond the next federal election campaign. And, of course, they're not buying any groundwater, and groundwater is a significant part of irrigators' entitlements in many parts of the basin. And as yet, the government's given no indication as to how they're going to deal with the adjustment phase there.
The cutbacks equate to 3,000 to 4,000 gigalitres of water being returned to the environment, not far off recommendations made by the Wentworth Group of Scientists.
Melbourne's annual water use is around about 400 gigalitres.
Dr. Paul Sinclair is the Healthy Ecosystems Program Manager at the Australian Conservation Foundation. He too says this issue is about balance and won't comment about the reported size of cutbacks until he sees the report tomorrow.
We would share a concern that we need to get the balance right between the amount of water allocated to the environment and the amount allocated to irrigation. But the facts are that we've already lost 90% of our floodplain wetlands. That's not balance. We have a significant and difficult task to undertake in trying to return enough water to maintain water birds, allowing our native fish to breed, and allowing the river to maintain its connections to its floodplain and to the end of the river at the Coorong. Without those connections being remade, we will kill our river. That's bad economic management, it's bad environmental management.
Murray-Darling Basin Authority won't talk about what's in its report until tomorrow.
Sabra Lane.